to our news stories for part two, which begin with a visit to Norfolk by Prince William and Kate. That's Blanchet, not the Princess of Wales. The Prince of Wales and a surprising celebrity guest appeared for a tour of a Norwich lab pioneering sustainable fashion innovation. Prince William appeared with Hollywood star Kate Blanchett at Calorifix, a lab at the Norwich Research Park in Coney Lane. The company specialises in creating sustainable dye used for clothing from DNA and was a finalist for the Build a Waste-Free World category at the Earthshot Awards in 2023. Kate Blanchett is an Earthshot Council member. Since it was founded in 2016, Calorifix has partnered with major fashion brands, including H&M and Pangea. The Prince and Blanchett were shown how Calorifix found DNA sequences to create colours identified naturally in animals or plants. Calorifix's scientists sequence DNA to find out where the colour is coded in its genetics. They were invited to observe DNA gel under a microscope and were shown diagrams analysing the effectiveness of the pigments. The pair were then taken through the fermentation process, which is where the dye is produced in a small version, which can be scaled up. The visit ended with them joining the staff at the centre for a group photograph.
A Norwich-based credit union has won a national award for its work to stop loan sharks. Wherry Dragon Credit Union, based in offices at City Hall, is now an official accredited partner of the England Illegal Money Lending Team, IMLT, a national organisation that investigates illegal money lenders and supports those who have borrowed cash from loan sharks. Wherry Dragon Credit Union offers savings and loan services to employees of local government and related organisations across Norfolk and Suffolk, working closely with the IMLT, also known as Stop Loan Sharks, to raise awareness about the dangers of loan sharks and the help available to borrowers.
Plastic pollution is still being found washed up on Norfolk beaches following the dramatic North Sea tanker collision 4 months ago. Teams have been hoovering swathes of beaches since March this year after two tankers collided into each other, causing a huge fire. Sensitive nature sites, like Skolt Head Island, are still due to be cleaned in the autumn. The US oil tanker, Stena Immaculate, was damaged and caught fire after being hit by a container ship, Solong, about 12 miles off the coast of East Yorkshire. One of the vessels was carrying a large quantity of plastic nurdles, tiny pieces of plastic used in the manufacturing process of plastic products, which have washed ashore in Norfolk. People can continue to report any debris found on Norfolk's beaches to the local council.
A special service was held at Norwich Cathedral to celebrate the city's rich historical legacy. The festal evensong saluted Norwich's long-standing tradition of welcoming individuals from all walks of life. The newly appointed Lord Mayor and Sheriff of Norwich, other civic dignitaries, community champions and scholars attended the event. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Andrew Braddock, said, "We have come together as citizens of this fine city to celebrate our common heritage. Ours is a welcoming city, embracing strangers, exiles and refugees over the centuries, and in our own time, and enriching our city's cultural, spiritual and commercial life."
The leader of Norfolk County Council, Kay Mason Billig, has faced stinging criticism after it was revealed she posted a picture of a steak meal she was about to tuck into with the caption, "Wonder what all the poor people are doing." Critics accused her of mocking people less well off than her, but the Conservative leader said the post, sent to friends on Facebook, was a private joke which had been misinterpreted. There have been calls for her to resign, including from fellow Conservatives, but Mrs. Mason Billig has said she has no intention of doing so. She said she needed to focus on Norfolk, including dealing with the changes of devolution and local government reorganisation. It was the latter topic which will see all eight of Norfolk's current councils abolished and new ones created, which was the main issue on the agenda at the Conservative Cabinet. Mrs. Mason Billig said, "We cannot have a postcode lottery for services. This is not Project Fear, it is Project Fact. A final submission must be lodged by September."
Duelling work on the A47 has revealed secrets from Norfolk's past, including abandoned medieval villages and ancient spearheads. Archaeologists made the finds during work to duel 5.5 miles of the road between Easton and North Tuddenham. Early work has also started on improvements to the A47-A11 Thickthorn Junction on the edge of Norwich. Medieval settlements have been discovered during the work, alongside ancient items such as a bone flute, buckles, and ancient spearheads used for battles and hunting. Experts also found evidence of how climate change affected village life centuries ago. Kate Bain, project manager at Headland Archaeology, which carried out the work for National Highways, said, "There was a huge increase in population in medieval Norfolk, where farming and technology were advancing. People were farming more and more crops. Unfortunately, it coincided with a climate change event called the Medieval Warm Period, where it started to get warmer and wetter, and those crops started to fail, which exposed the population to famine and disease. Then came the Black Death, which wiped out 60% of the population. So these villages, which would have been recognisable all the way through the landscape, like little hamlets, disappeared as people fled to urban settlements, leaving them behind."